Hello.
Hi, this is Michael from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This call is quick and confidential. So, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. Let me continue here. And what is the year of your birth?
12/3/1973.
Thank you. And what is the highest level of a school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I got from college.
Thank you. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Black. No.
Okay. Okay, what is your race? So black. And are you registered to vote, or like many other people, are you not registered?
I'm registered to vote.
And how satisfied would you say you are with the direction of the country? Would you say that you are very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction of the country?
I guess me too.
Sorry?
I guess somewhat satisfied, I guess.
Somewhat satisfied, thank you. And as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections, with 10 meaning you're extremely likely to vote, 5 meaning you are neither likely nor unlikely to vote, and 0 meaning you are not at all likely to vote?
I give it an 8.
And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated and 10 means you're extremely motivated?
8.
And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power do you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
Oh, I guess an 8 too.
Okay, thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? I will read some options to you, and you can select 2. So the options are immigration, healthcare, jobs, and the economy, teaching history in schools, voting rights and democracy, student loan forgiveness, criminal justice reform and police violence, crime and violence, climate change, abortion, racism and discrimination, Israel-Palestine conflict, and the cost of living and inflation. You can select 2 options from that list.
Wait, just 1 minute. I'm getting out of a car, so let me see. Just give me 1 minute, okay?
Okay, no problem.
I think I got everything. All right. Thank you, Ms. Austin. You have a good day.
Let me know once you're ready. I'm still here. Let me know when you're ready.
Oh, okay, I'm ready. I had to get stuff out of the car.
Okay, so do you want me to read the question again?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can select two options from the following list. So the options are immigration, healthcare, jobs and the economy, teaching history in schools, voting rights and democracy, student loan forgiveness, criminal justice reform and police violence, crime and violence, climate change, abortion, racism and discrimination, Israel-Palestine conflict, and the cost of living and inflation.
Ooh, that's a lot, though. Like, I guess voting rights and it was women's rights, too, right?
Yes.
For abortion, yes. And women's rights for abortion.
Okay, thank you. And now we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. And if you don't know or have never heard of the person or groups, please indicate so. So the first one is Project 2025 from 0 to 10.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Yes. So from 0 to 10, how would you rate the Project 2025 in general?
Like a 7.
Next is Congressional Black Caucus.
Eight.
Next, Kamala Harris.
10.
Next, Donald Trump.
3.
Next, J.D. Vance.
Never even heard of him, so I guess a 3.
Okay. Next, Democrats in Congress.
6.
And Joe Biden.
8.
Okay. If the 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? For Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, a third party or independent candidate, or you're undecided?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you for your time. We're almost done. And how certain are you that you will vote for Kamala Harris? Very certain, somewhat certain, not too certain, or not at all certain?
Very certain.
And if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate, or are you undecided?
Democrat.
And would you say that the Democrats in Congress keep none of their promises, only a few of their promises, some of their promises, or all of their promises to Black Americans?
Wow. That's a question. I guess so. Majority.
Okay. Would you say some of their promises? Or only a few?
I guess I could say some.
Thank you. And does Joe Biden stepping aside in order for Kamala Harris to be Democratic nominee make you more or less likely to vote for Democrats for Congress, or does it make no difference either way?
Make me more because, you know, we never had a woman in office, and we need to try out somebody with some energy and effort, so...
Okay. It makes you much more likely or just somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
Thank you. And thinking about your vote for Congress, would you say that you're voting more to elect your preferred candidate and get them into office, or more to vote against the other candidate to keep them out of the office?
I just vote more for the other candidate.
And next, I am going to read you a series of statements that people may say about why we should vote for Democrats for Congress. For each one, please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement is very convincing reason for you to vote for Democrats for Congress. 5 means it's neither convincing nor unconvincing. And 0 means it is not at all convincing reason to vote for Democrats for Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. So the first statement is, as our loved ones are aging, we cannot watch them have to treat the dignity of affording medications and putting food on the table. Democrats in Congress work to cap medical costs for seniors on Medicare, including capping insulin costs at just $35 and making many vaccines free. So from 0 to 10, as a convincing reason,
I guess a 3.
Next, we need leaders in Congress who will invest in the black community. Democrats in Congress have historic infrastructure investments to help build up transportation, assist black homeowners with updating their homes, and advance environmental justice in communities that have been hit hardest by climate change. So from 0 to 10, as a convincing reason?
That's a convincing reason.
You say 8?
Thank
you. Next, every American deserves access to affordable and comprehensive health care. Democrats in Congress have lowered health care premiums and expanded coverage under the Affordable Care Act for millions of black families, with 1.7 million black Americans able to enroll in a marketplace insurance plan in 2023, and the uninsured rate for black Americans dropping to just 11%. So from 0 to 10?
I guess an 8.
Thank you, and we're almost done. Corporate greed is driving up costs, with the impact felt most by black Americans who pay more in junk fees, such as overdrafting, credit card late. The Biden-Harris administration is taking action on these predatory junk fees by eliminating unfair banking fees, saving consumers, putting back on black Americans. So, 0 to 10.
I'd say 7.
Okay, next. When black businesses do well, they create jobs, generate wealth in their local communities, and make the broader economy stronger. Democrats in Congress support with the Biden-Harris administration to invest billions in black entrepreneurship and opportunity, leading to black businesses' ownership growing at the fastest pace in 30 years. Now from 0 to 10.
An 8.
And everyone deserves to have access to safe, affordable housing. Democrats in Congress worked with the Biden-Harris administration to ensure 8 million American households were able to stay in their homes during the pandemic by providing emergency rental assistance, with a 40% of assistance going to black households. So from 0 to 10?
That should be like a 7, and I need help with household.
Okay. And we're almost done here. Thank you very much for your time. So thinking of the messages you just heard, which of the following statements best describes how you feel? You can select up to 2 options. So number 1, we have the power to protect all members of our community when we vote. 2, we have the power to deliver what our communities need when we vote. 3, they want us to believe that our votes don't make a difference, but our votes are making black lives better. for. When we vote for leadership that invests in us, we make our communities stronger. And five, we made progress, but there's still work to be done this November. You can select two options.
I'll select one and two.
One and two. Thank you. And we have just a few more questions to ask you again. As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections with a meaning, with 10 meaning you're extremely likely to vote, 5 meaning you're neither likely nor unlikely to vote, and 0 meaning that you're not at all likely to vote?
5, because I'm likely to vote.
Okay. And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated and 10 means that you're extremely motivated?
8.
And sometimes in surveys like these, people change their mind, and sometimes they don't. Once again, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate? Are you undecided, or would you not vote?
I will vote. I would definitely vote.
Okay. For Democratic or Republican?
Democrat. Democrat.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very progressive, conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Thank you. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Yes, I'm a parent of children under 18.
And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Say that again?
Yes. In politics today, do you consider yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
I guess Democrat.
Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
I can say strong.
And would you describe your employment status? Like full-time, part-time?
Unemployed.
And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
2020, wow. I think Joe Biden, yeah.
Okay, and... last question. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
Under 2000.
Thank you. And, this is the last one. I'm sorry. Aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services? More than once a week, once or twice a month, a few times a year, seldom or never?
Twice a week.
Yeah. Okay, so this concludes our survey. I do appreciate your time, and thank you very much for your participation. Have a wonderful day.
All right, you too.
Goodbye.